Blog Talk Radio. That is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures.
We
are given
the
mind. There are those out there that camouflage evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the guns contest for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. That's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the books, your health, and food that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And this is done because we know you've not. This is information that you came to seek. And now you have found it, what you have sought in Yahuwah's Ministry. The voices of the true Israelite, Trab Ayada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were opened unto you is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath is Friday, which is today. Class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address that you can use. That website address is www.tribeyhth.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. We also, after the normal broadcast, we're on Broad Talk as well as Pale Talk. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for the voices of the true Israelite, tribes of Yahuwah Judah. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your personal Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics put on the table will be Elder Tibbs. Riding Shotgun with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow these righteous act, either elder will block or restrict misuse. So the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind to get in touch with us, the first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is where you can call, leave a message on scripture that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. It's the top part of the Sabbath. Keep your Bibles open. Learning process is still in order. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
I guess he was going pretty quick on that one, so what could I say? All right, top five of Saturday, and we live on Pal Talk, Blog Talk, we live everywhere. And remember one thing, this top five of Saturday, all the gates is open up at all six locations. Call for details, 224-600-5579, and Yahuwah be with you all on top five of Saturday. We're going to go straight and find Sister G Israel and get something going on. Remember one thing, see, right? This is the day the Almighty made. Get in where you fit in at. And that's all we can tell you. Get in where you fit in at before it's too late. So when you meet your sister, with a loud voice you say, Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh be to their seed royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel, seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Sister G. Israel. Well, this is the day the Almighty made, y'all part of the Sabbath day, so we're going to get something going on. We're going to get something going on, no doubt about it. We're live on Pal Talk, live on Blog Talk. This is the day the Almighty made. How about getting that microphone with a loud voice with Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Sister G. Israel, let's see what they're saying in Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And that's a true statement. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And as a matter of fact, we better give us the Bible and people. So, and that righteous spirit will teach you in the very same hour what you ought to say. And that's right. Let's open up in we open up in Exodus chapter 20, and we're going to look at 1 through 10. Let's see what it says in Exodus chapter 20, 1 through 10. We'll start off with right there. Exodus chapter 10, 1 through 10 now. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 through 10. That's my final verdict. Sister G. Israel, come on.
Exodus chapter 20. Verses 1 through 10. This chapter 20, verse 1. And Yahweh spake all these words, the same. 2. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, looted for Mizpah, out of the land of bondage. 3. You shall have no other Yahwehs before me. 4. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of any thing that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. 5. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. I am a jealous Yahweh, visiting the iniquity sins of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. 6. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and kept my Torah instructions. 7. You shall not take the name of Yahweh, your Yahweh, in vain. For Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that to take his name in vain. 8. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it righteous. 9. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor any stranger, nor your stranger that is within your gates.
So we found out that Yahweh told the children of Israel something right off the top. In Exodus chapter 20, he told the children of Israel, listen, the Sabbath day is my day. That's the day you break down from whatever you own and get on my business. He said, get on my business. Then a seer pulled that in 26 verse 3. He pulled that verse in 26 verse 3, Sister G. And what he said also that day is about in Isaiah 26 verse 3. What he says in 26 verse 3 about his Sabbath day.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you.
Mm-hmm. So he said, you keep the Sabbath day. What he'll do, he'll keep your mind, and what kind of peace? Say it loud, Sister G, what you, I mean, Sister K, what you say again?
Perfect.
What kind of peace?
Perfect peace.
Perfect peace. So when you keep the Sabbath day, Yahweh kicks in and he puts your mind in. What kind of way, Sister, okay?
Perfect peace.
Perfect peace. All right, Sister G, come on back and read verse 12 and 13. That's why it's so important to springboard your life from the Sabbath day. Because Yahweh kicks in when you kick in. Let's see what it says in verse, let's look at verse 11 through 13. Skip down to 26th chapter of Isaiah. Skip down to 11, down to verse 13.
Exodus, chapter 20,
yes,
verses 11 through 13. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them.
Hold on, Sister G. Say in Isaiah 26.
Oh.
You read verse 3 and down to 11 through 13.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 11 through 13. Yahweh, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. 12. Yahweh, you will ordain peace for us, for you also have wrought all our works in us. 13. O Yahweh, our Yahweh, other false Yahweh, besides you have had dominion over us, but by you only will we make mention of your name.
You mean if we got his name right and to keep the Sabbath day, you said, what do you say again there, Sister G, what happened in verse number 12? You mean verse 12 is in the Bible? What do you say he'll do?
Yahweh, you will ordain peace for us, for you also have wrought all our works in us.
So he's saying, once you got him right, he's going to ordain peace to be in your life.
Hallelujah.
And see, so that's what we want. So Yahweh is saying, he says, that what you want? Okay, you step out in me, and I'm going to do what there, Captain? What are you going to do, Captain, what did he say he's going to do? Ordain peace. Ordain peace. So he's going to ordain peace. Once you step to the plate, he's going to ordain peace. He's going to tell peace, get on over there with Captain at and ride all around him while he's keeping the Sabbath day. Be all in his brain. Let's run to Ezekiel chapter 20 now. G, we're going to Ezekiel chapter 20. And let's see what it says in verse number 4 and 5. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4 and 5. Gee, what it says in there? 20, verse 4 and 5.
Ezekiel, verses 4 and verse 5. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Because call them to know the abominations of their fathers. 5. And say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the nation of Israel and made myself known unto them.
Way to go.
unto them in the land of Egypt, polluted for Mizraim, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So verse 4 says it's a job that the seer got to do. And bring that back out again, a little more audio, Sister G. Israel. What do the seer got to do according to Yahuwah in verse 4?
Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers.
Oh, so the seer's job is to judge and show Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom the abominations. Oh, so that is the responsibility of the seer. Then what else do a seer supposed to do? Let's run to Joel chapter 2. We might find out what else a seer is supposed to be doing, like we were talking to the captain earlier, and the captain said, look here, I got to find out all what the captain's supposed to be doing. Yeah, that's right. We'll find what the seer got to be doing. Everything is written. Let's run to Joel chapter 2 there, Sister G. Let's find out some more what the seer supposed to be doing by going to Joel chapter 2. We're going to Joel chapter 2, and let's find out a little bit more the responsibility of a seer. What do he supposed to be doing according to the Bible? According to the Bible and Joel chapter 2, what do he supposed to be doing in Joel chapter 2? And we're going to pick it up at, let's see if we pick it up. Where do you want to start at? Let's find out. We need some more information. What do the seer for be doing? Matter of fact, back up to verse 1. Back up to verse 1 and read verse 1, 13 and 14. Let's find out what's in writing that a seer for be doing that we all can read together. Joel chapter 1, verse 1. Skip down to verse 13 and 14. You're on the clock, Sister G. Israel, come on.
Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 13 through 14. Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Blow you the trumpet in Zion, polluted the city of David, and sound an alarm in my righteous mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahuwah cometh, for it is near at hand. 13. And rend your mind, and not your garments, and turn unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. 14. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him?
Mr. G, hold on for a minute. Let's run back again, because I know I'm trying to follow you, and I know I ain't following you. Come on back to Joel chapter 1:1 and skip down to verse 13 and 14. Yeah, 1:1 and 13 and 14. We gotta find out where you are, and we all the place can't find nothing. Joel, chapter
1, 13 and 14. Come on. Joel, chapter 1, verses 1 and 13 through 14. The word of Yahuwah that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. 13. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. How? You ministers of the altar, come, lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my Yahuwah. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the nation of your Yahuwah. The temple of your Yahuwah. 14. Sanctify you a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the temple of Yahweh, your Yahweh, and cry unto Yahweh.
Wait a minute. That's good. So, according to the Bible, Sister G. Israel, what do a seer supposed to do according to verse 14? According to verse 14, what is the duty of a seer? What are he supposed to do according to verse 14?
Sanctify you a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the temple of Yahweh.
A seer's responsibility, the first thing he got to do is gather the elders. That's the first thing to do, and the elders gather the people. So that's what's going on. Now go to a Joel chapter 2, and we look at verse 16, make it 15 to 16. So now we get some direction. So we got to make sure we're doing our responsibility, Joel chapter 2. And look what it says in verse 15 and 16.
Joel chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. 15. Trumpet in Zion, polluted for city of David. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. 16. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet.
So what we have found out that the seer got to blow the trumpet. Sister K, what's that supposed to mean by blow the trumpet that we can read? Run to, Sister K, run over to Isaiah 58. What do we mean by blow the trumpet? What is he trying to tell us? The seer got to blow the trumpet. We got to find out what that means in verse number 58. Let's see if we find out what do that mean, verse 58, verse 1 and 2. Sister K, Israel.
Isaiah chapter 58.
Verse 1. What does it say?
Cry aloud. Fear not.
Yes.
With your voice like a trumpet.
Oh, he tell me we got to lift up our what?
Voice.
Like a what?
Trumpet.
To do what?
My people, transgressing.
And transgressing means sin. So all the seer's job is to raise their voice up and tell the people they sin. That was transgressing mean. Go ahead.
In the house of Jacob.
In the house means the temple of Yahweh.
The temple of Yahweh.
Their what?
Their sin.
Verse 2.
Yet they seek me daily.
Oh, yes, they always. Oh, I know him. He said, yeah, they always seek me daily. I know about him.
And they like to know my ways.
And they love to hear my ways.
As a nation that did right.
He said, as a nation do right. They love to use my name as a nation that do right. Go ahead.
And did not forsake the ordinance.
But they did what?
Did not forsake the ordinance of their Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
They asked of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching
Yahweh. They take a, well, they both take a light, but sooner or later, the world, they're going to do it, All right, we're clear about that. All right, let's run back and let's take a look at something that Sister G. Israel. I want to take a look at something. I want to look at something. I had some on my mind that I want to take a little peep at. Let's run and find out if we do everything this man tell us to do. And end time prophecy, what we got coming. See, we need to know if we go all out for our mighty one, what do end time prophecy tell us to do? And we'll pull it out when we hear what we need to hear, Sister G. Israel. Go to Revelation chapter 2, figure verse 25. Let's find out if we do everything this man tell us to do, what we got coming if we do. If we go all out for us from Yahweh, What do we got coming, Sister G Israel, by going to Revelation 2 and pick up verse 25? Let's find out exactly what we got coming if we do something this man tells us to do.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 25. But that which you have already hold fast until I come. 26.
He said, hold on. Let me get in there. Let me get in there on that. He said, whatever you got, if it's about me, hold fast about me until he what? Until he comes. So we got to be clear, we got to hold fast on Yahweh until he comes. Go ahead and read.
26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. 27.
Stop right there. So if we overcome this thing, what do we got coming, Sister G Israel? What is written, if we do what this man tells us to do in this Bible, according to that verse, what we got coming?
Power over the nations.
Power over the nations. The nation is ruling us right now. But he's telling you, if you hold on, what we got coming against us, G?
Power over the nations.
Power over the 17 nations. Go ahead and read.
27. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessel of the potter shall they be broken to shivers.
Hold on. Let me get on that. You mean we gonna rule with patty cake, make dough man? How we gonna rule?
With a rod of iron.
Oh, you mean we gonna have a rod of iron? If anybody get out alive in the 17 nations, if they make it, what we will have to work with?
A rod of iron.
Rod of iron. And if you hit anybody with a rod of iron, a couple of licks, they're going to ask you, hey, what can I do? If you got the opportunity to hit them with a rod of iron. So we will have the power, if we do what this man tells us to do, we'll be able to rule the other 17 nations, the ones that make it, with a rod of iron. So Yahweh is going to strengthen us to understand one thing. If you overcome this thing, keep what I got, my works. My work is my Sabbath day. Matter of fact, I put a rabbi out of that. Matter of fact, hold that point. Sister K, run back to Matthew. I got to hear something out of Matthew chapter. I need to hear something out of that. Matthew's chapter 16. I need to hear some out of Matthew chapter 16, verse 27 and 20. Call your breath, Officer Kate.
All right, Matthew chapter 16, verse 27.
And 28.
And 28.
What does it say?
For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father.
Right.
With his angels.
Yes.
And then he will reward each accordingly to his work.
Uh-huh.
Assuredly, I say for you.
Well, what book? Your book you read? What kind of book you read? What's the name of that book you read, Nana? Get your King James Bible, because you all over the place with what you read, Nana. You read now. You all over the place with that book. Get a King James book and let's hear it again. Mother D.F. Israel, pick it up in verse 27. Yeah, get a King James book, cause see these New Living Bibles that have you thinking one thing, something else going on. Yeah, that's deception. Pick a verse, verse 16, 27, and 28.
Matthew 16, verse 27 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in honor of his Father.
Right.
With his living spirit.
Right.
And then he shall reward every man and woman according to his or her work.
Your work. Go ahead.
Truly I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste a
of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Oh, so Yahweh is going to come in his kingdom. So all that up and away, that's Christianity. He's going to come to his kingdom. He's not coming to do nothing by taking you up and away. He's coming down to be right here on this earth with you. See, Christianity has deceived us big time. So all that about you going to be leaving here, you're not leaving here. He's coming down, and everything going to be kicked off right here. Now, Sister G. Israel, let's run back to the book of 1 Maccabees. And we'll look at chapter 1, verse 11 through 15. Then we'll skip down to verse 41 and run it down to the end. And by that time, old brother Yahda, the lead teacher, be getting his lesson ready before he can take care of his business, and thus says the Almighty.
1 Maccabees.
Chapter 1.
Chapter
1.
Verses 1 Maccabees.
11.
Chapter
1. Down to verse 13.
1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verses 11 through 15 and 41. First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11. Oops. In those days went there out of Israel, Yahdah Judah, wicked men who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nations that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow. 12. So this device pleased them well. 13. Then certain of the people were so forward herein that they went to the king, who gave them license to do after the ordinances of the nation. 14. Whereupon they built a place of exercise at Yahdah Judah, according to the customs of the nations. 15. And made themselves uncircumcised, and forsook the righteous covenant, and joined themselves to the nations, and were sold to do mischief. Verse 41. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. 42. And everyone should leave his law for instructions. So all the nations agreed according to the commandment of the king. 43. Yes, many also of the Israelites consented to his custom and sanctified unto idols and profaned and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath. 44. For the king had sent letters by messengers unto Yahdah Judah and the cities of Judah that they should follow the strange laws of the land. 45. And forbid burnt offerings and sacrifice and drink offerings in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbaths and festivals and festival days. 46. And pollute the sanctuary and righteous people. 47. Set up altars and groves and chapels of idols and sacrifice lion's flesh and unclean beasts. 48. That they should also leave their children uncircumcised and make their souls abominable with all manner of uncleanness and of profanity. profanation. 49. To the end that they might forget the Torah instructions and change all the ordinances. 50. And whosoever would not do according to the commandment of the king, he said he should die. 51. In the selfsame manner wrote he to his whole kingdom and appointed overseers over all the people, commanding the cities of Yahdar Judah to sacrifice city by city. 52. Then many of the people were gathered unto them, to wit, every one that forsook the Torah instruction. And so they committed evils in the land. 53. And drove the Israelites into secret places, even wheresoever they could flee for succor. 54. Now, the 15th day of the month, Kislev, in the 145th year, they set up the abomination of desolation upon the altar and builded idol altars throughout the cities of Yahdar Judah on every side.
Gee, that's good right there. So we see they took that abomination of desolation. So that means, you know, a lot of teachings, they think that the abomination of desolation was to come, but it already happened already. But that's another lesson. Back up and read verse 52 again.
Then many of the people were gathered unto them, to wit, every one that forsook the Torah instructions, and so they committed evils in the land.
So when you forsook the Torah instructions, according to that verse, what that make you again if you forsook and you do not do the Torah instruction, what word they got? What word is there?
And so they committed evils in the land.
Ain't that? So if you don't keep the Sabbath day, do what Yahuwah did, that's evil in the sight of Yahuwah. They sold themselves to do evil. That's why it's so important to understand something. Springboard your life from the Sabbath day, or you have forsook the Sabbath day, and that's evil in the sight of your mighty one. Is that what we read, Captain Irvin?
Hallelujah,
Aqua. Let's run over here to, get a couple more here now. Let's run over to Proverbs 31, and we'll look at verse number 9. Proverbs 31, verse 9. Let's see what it says there, G. Israel.
Proverbs. Chapter 31, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 9. Open your mouth. Judge righteously and plead the cause of the poor in need.
Ain't that something? Open up your mouth. What kind of way to see?
Open your mouth, judge righteously.
Open your mouth and judge righteously. And which way should I not judge according to St. John 7:24? So he said, open your mouth and judge righteous judges. And we're going to precept that, and we'll get a closing statement by Captain Irvin over there in 119, 142, 144 Psalms. Let's get a closing statement after we read verse 24. Sister G. Israel, open your mouth widely and judge righteousness. St. John 7:24. Sister G. Israel, what does it say?
John chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
So don't make a judgment by looking at somebody. Make a judgment if they doing what we get ready to read shortly after your closing statement. So, Israel, asking again on your part, closing statement. You're on the clock. Come out.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seer Royal, let no one take your crown. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. That's Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Don't let no one take your crown. But if you're going to make a judgment, make sure it's righteous. Captain Urban Israel, what that means, as we can read, 119, 142, 144. What that mean, Captain Urban Israel? What that mean?
Chapter 119, verse 44. So shall...
119, 142, and 144. Psalm 119, 142, and 144.
Psalms 119, 142, and 144.
Listen good.
Then read, Yahweh's righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
Yes.
And Yahweh's Torah instruction is the truth.
Yahweh's Torah instruction. So when you judge it, what you supposed to judge by, Captain Irv and Israel? Yahweh's Torah instruction. 144, bring it.
Psalms chapter 119, verse 144.
What does it say?
The righteousness of Yahweh's testimony is everlasting.
Yes.
Give us understanding, and we shall live.
And we're going to live if you make your judgment according to the first five books. We're going to bring the elder in and for his final thoughts on our Blog Talk Radio. And remember one thing, after the broadcast, any questions, any comments pertaining to the lesson, you go right to Power Talk and come to the microphone and speak on it. We bring the elder in for his final thoughts on the top part of the Sabbath day. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock for your final thoughts on the top part of the Sabbath day. You're on the clock. Come on. What you saying, WCC? We feel like muking him. Okay, well, if your radio station, do what you want to do. And on that note, we're going to bring in Brother Yahdah Israel to lead, teach you how to voices of the true Israelite, top part of the Sabbath day. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say. Brother Yahdah Israel, Yahweh be with you, I see you, Reyes. Yahweh
bless you, see you, Israel. I see you, Reyes. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
We're being another Yahweh's Sabbath day, and this is Yahweh's doing, and it's marvelous in our lives. We know that Yahweh said, he made a statement. The book before I give you some Luke, that's why I made the statement in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10. Verse 12 through 15. See where y'all got on the table on the top part of the Sabbath day. The Israel of the Hebrew. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 through 14, 15.
Let me see if I can pour that statement out. Others see Israel, see Royce.
trying to do the book of Luke. Let me see if I can find it in Luke. Brothers of Israel. See if I can run that scripture down right quick. Let's start in Matthew right quick. Matthew chapter 19. Brothers of Israel, see right. Let's see about Matthew chapter 19. Let's see that at 16 through 21. Matthew 19, 16 through 21, Mother of the Israel of Thee wrote. Matthew 19.
Read.
is your neighbor that we can reach?
Whosoever hated his brother or sister is a murderer.
But he said, whosoever hated his
brother or sister is what?
Chapter 8, verse 9, verse 16, and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 8, verse 9.
Is that?
Verse 16, come on.
The man is himself and his
We are the children, the family of Yahweh. They say the spirit that's in you got a bad witness. If you are the family of Yahweh, verse 17, come on.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Now the birth of Yahweh's son
was on this wise, when and since Mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child on the righteous field.
When you bring it down, that's why the son found the tree. He came to Abraham, Isaac, Israel, Judah, and his brothers, right?
I have
a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Jacob. Another brother in the lineage named Jacob. Find out that a whole other folk carry that name, Jacob.
Yeah.
But it was our father's name before we changed to Israel. So we find out that Yahweh the Son came to the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. But let's run to the book of Philippians. Ain't that Galatians? Yeah, Galatians. Brother Captain Irving Israel, see you right.
That was hard to hear
right here. Galatians 4. Captain Irving Israel, see you right. And let's read that verse number 4 through 7. The book of Galatians 4. 4 through 7.
Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the fullness of the time had come, that's why the Father sent forth, that's why the Son, born of a woman, born under the Torah.
So he was born of a woman, right?
Made
under the law, or restricted. So now, how you gonna explain that? He was born of a woman. I would go pull that one out. What is he referring to there? He's born of a woman. We're going to pull that out. We're going to pull that one out. Oh, yeah, class. We're going to pull that one. He was born of a woman. What woman is this referring to here?
The Mother Mary. It's come out of Mother Mary. Those are white.
That's just perfect. We need scripture on the table. And just how I suffer.
Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 18.
But after the flesh, but what?
But after the spirit.
Well, this thing is
spiritual, right?
Verse
2, come on.
For the Torah of the Spirit.
For the law of the Spirit?
For the law of the Spirit of life in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh has made me free from the Torah, from the law of sin and death.
Hallelujah.
Number 3,
come on.
For what the law could not do in death, it was weak.
We know that this law is not referring to the moral law or the warrior law. This is talking about the law of animal sacrifice, right?
Said,
for what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh. What about
through the flesh? Yahweh sent his own in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, for sin, condemning sin in the flesh.
Number 4.
The man that the righteous of the law might
righteousness of the Torah is substance. You have to be able to discern what's going on in the script.
And the righteousness of the Torah instruction may be fulfilled in us.
No, he never heard him say nothing about the animal sacrifice being righteous, didn't you, Brother Keith? Brother Zeke?
No.
When we read that word righteousness, automatically we're supposed to be looking at this time about the Torah instruction, the first 5 books. Now, that's what righteous, man, that one Zeke. We're supposed to automatically know where we're supposed to be going with that. Read verse 4 again.
And the righteousness of the Torah instruction may be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
But he said you got to be have a mind that's operating in the Spirit, right?
Right.
Verse number 5, come on.
Verse 5.
For
that.
But faith. Galatians 4. Brother expecting Aaron and Israel to be right. Galatians 4, look at that 4, going through the chapter. The Galatians 4, 1 through 7, that the captain of Israel is being right.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 6.
Galatians 4, 4 through 7.
You want 4 through 7?
Yes, sir.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
But when the fullness of the time had come, Yahweh the Father sent forth Yahweh the Son, born of a woman, born under the law, or the Torah. Verse 5, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the...
Hold up. See, he sent forth his Son made of a woman. And we go back to that question. What woman was he made from? He raised you.
No quiet time. Get
We don't know. Say, hey, I don't know. Then the teacher starts bringing it up. All right, well, who gonna say, I don't know? All right. Who else gonna say, I don't know, for Brother Yah God to put them out some verses, then y'all take notes? Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, Brother Yah God Israel, glad that they don't know where they can read it at. Brother Yah God Israel, the class said, we don't know where we can read it at. All right, here we go. So y'all take notes. Take great notes. Take great notes. Take great notes.
3:1-11. 37. This is 37:1-11.
Take great note. Okay, take great note now.
Genesis 1:1-11. And Israel dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Verse 2. These are the generations of Israel. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the lad was with the son of Belial and with the son of Zephor, his father's wife. As Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Verse 4. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him. Verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. Verse 6. And he said unto them, here I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. Verse 7. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my ship staff arose, and also sheep arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made oblong. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dream.
Israel, right? All right. I'm going back to that Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Let's go to 11:15.
Right to the book of Jubilee.
other captain Urban Israel of Peoria. Book of Jubilee 32, verse 25. Jubilee 32, verse 25.
Jubilee. Jubilee chapter 32, verse
25.
Read what you see, we're correct. And Jacob said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have been and seen? He said to him, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
He asked him a question. Yahweh. Because we read earlier that his spirit has got to be in you, right?
Right.
Unless you don't belong to him, right?
Right.
You're not an heir of salvation, in other words. He said, how am I going to remember all this? He said, I'm going to bring it back to your remembrance.
Hallelujah. Call the verses out there.
Right quick. Let's look how he is, little
Okay, now swing to the ninth chapter, bigger verse 9 and 10. Otherwise, don't whoop it that mother. Don't whoop them down real good. Now swing to the ninth, to the, what I say again? Swing over to, and get some more precept on that one to make sure there's no doubt. Proverbs 9, 9, and 10. A little bit more audio, my baby. That's right. Okay, here we go. Verse 10. Yes, okay.
And the knowledge of the right
is the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the right one is a brother's hand. Understand. Back to Brother Yahweh.
All right, Brother Makai, Israel, see you, Roy. Come back to that.
Take great notes, Mr. Kay. Take great notes.
Chapter 21.
Verse 11 through 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. That's it. He that keepeth the Torah instructions of Yahweh is the understanding thereof.
Yeah.
And the perfection of the fear of Yahweh is wisdom. Verse 12. He that is not wise will not be taught.
They say that one characteristic you can find an individual that is, has no wisdom is they will not be what? They can't be instructors, right? Where do you know?
He said, verse 12, he that is not wise will not be taught, but there is a wisdom which multiplies bitterness.
Number 13.
Verse 13.
Yes,
the knowledge of a wise man shall bound like a flood, and his counsel is like a pure fountain of water of life.
Verse 14.
Yes,
sir.
The inner parts of a fool are like a broken vessel.
So he said the inner part of a fool is like a what?
Broken vessel.
And now what can you do with a broken vessel? What can you do with that?
Hey, moving over. So they put water in and there's no bottle. You want to pump the water in. There's no bottle to it. No bottle to it. And they wait until you bring the water back. You got a vessel with no bottle to it. You on this pump. They have a lot of death before you get back.
Turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2. Brother Captain Irvin, Israel of Peter Ray. It's Jeremiah 2, 11 through 14. Jeremiah 2, 11 through 14.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. As the nation changed, it shall fall, which are bogged up, which are not. Which are not false upon. Now read what he says, Captain. As the nation saints is God, which are not God.
As the nation saints here, they are Yahweh.
Which are not Yahweh. But my people have changed their honor or weight for what does not profit.
That which does not profit. Come on, brother, you got to look at what you're reading now.
Be astounded, Lord, heaven, at this. Be horribly afraid. Be very gentle. He said that why my people have committed 2 weeks.
Hold on, man. Can't read this book like it's a novel. Can't read this book with some surprise. Come on, read that again, brother. Put a little passion in with this
reading. Jeremiah 2:14. As a nation changes Yahuwah, which are not Yahuwah,
which are yet no Yahuwah, come up.
But my people have changed their
greatness
for what does not prosper.
That which does not prosper.
Your son.
Verse 12, come on. Call out the verse.
Jeremiah 2:12.
Mm-hmm.
Your son, oh heaven, at this, for my people have committed 2 evils. First, the first one, they forsaken Yahuwah, son, without living water. Number two, and they hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, but they hold no water.
14.
Is Israel a servant? That's a question. Or is he a homeboy slave?
Well, that gets right. Come back to chapter.
Which are not Yahuwah.
Read what you said, Captain.
Read away, you
find out.
Well, you must be a New Living Bible. Come out them New Living Bibles and get you a King James Bible. Come out of them New Living Bibles and get you an old King James Bible. Fuck. Yeah, 2:11.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11.
Yes, sir.
As the nations change, there Yahweh.
Yes.
Which are yet no Yahweh.
Go ahead.
But my people have changed their greatness for that which do not
find. Go ahead.
Yes, will.
They have changed their greatness, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to preach up there. They have changed their greatness. Because the word is there. What word is there? Glory. And then y'all put and you put the word called greatness, right? Now let's go to 25th chapter and find out why y'all in yourself use the word called greatness. If we go and get a precept on that in 14:28 of St. John, we go and get a precept on that verse. We're going to teach you. Always remember one thing. Whatever you say, you must have a valid answer. In this case, when I ask you a question, why did you put that there? You must have something to work with that you can, that everybody can read. Don't just say something if you can't read it. So that statement was made true, but now we're going to precept that and make sure we got document facts on it. And 14:28. What it reads, Captain? What it reads, St. John 14:28, Captain, what it read? Captain Urban Israel, what should that read? Help them out. Work with it, Kay. Okay, work with it.
14:28. Yeah. You heard how I said, you go away and come again to you.
Okay, well, remember one thing. You read for a national audience. You're not just reading for those you see in this room. So the way you just got through reading that is like you're reading it for yourself. So read that again. And put some passion in your reading now, Captain.
John chapter 14:28. You have heard how that was said.
What?
He go away, and he come again to me. If you love Yahweh, you will rejoice, because Yahweh said, he go unto his father. So Yahweh the son said, he go unto
you all put that all up. Hold on. Bring that out, brother. Bring that out. Brother, you've been pushing all this. You've been pushing stuff up. For what reason?
John chapter 14:28.
What is that?
You have heard how I said,
what?
I go away. And come again unto you.
Yeah.
If you love me, you will rejoice.
Right.
Because I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I.
See that? My Father is greater than I. So he let you know. That he's great, and my Father is greater than me. So that's how you look at that word called glory, and look at and when y'all put that word called greatness in it. So now you got a precept to bag it up in the case to come up. So you got to have a precept to bag it up when you say things. You got to have some statement. So somebody from my father said, "Where'd you get that from?" My book don't read that. So we got to be able to go in. And pull it out in the precept. All right, good enough. So let's see if we get some on the table. Let's see if we get some on the table. Let's okay. Let's run to Isaiah chapter 13. Turn to Isaiah chapter 13, chapter 5, 7, 8. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. And I'm going to be in and out. I want to break down some things on today. Let's look at 13, verse 1.
Yeah, he say you foolish people that
You gonna hear the cry of Yahweh, you foolish people, so help you foolish people.
And
what?
And unwise.
See, Yahweh don't have time for the ones that's foolish and unwise. So he trying to do some big things, but he can't do it. He can't put a Uzi in your hand unless you prepared to know how to work it properly. Because he got big things to do once we wake up the people in his word. We're going to read that short. Come on.
Is not he your father?
Yeah.
Has he not made you and established you?
Yeah, he did all. See, this is Moses. This is Moses talking to the children. And listen to what he said. Now, he's talking to Moses, the Almighty. Matter of fact, let's read, make sure it's the Almighty talking to Moses. He gave Moses a path to go to the nation of Israel. Read verse 32, verse 1. Put some audio in that, Moses, Israel.
Listen to
this.
Give
ear, O heaven. So you know that. You know Moses ain't talking.
And I will speak. And hear,
O
earth,
yes,
the words of my mouth.
Oh, he wants the earth to hear the words of his mouth. So now, but we get ready to talk. So I want the world to hear the words of my mouth. Hold that point. Let's preach up that. Mother Z, let's preach up that. Let's preach up and see and find out what's going on by going to the book of Numbers, chapter 12. We're going to Numbers chapter 12. And let's see what's going on. We're going to Numbers chapter 12. We're going to Numbers chapter 12, Mother B. And we're going to pick it up at Numbers chapter 12. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 12, verse 8. Chapter 12, verse 8. Listen to this. Verse 8. Where are verse 8?
Chapter
12,
verse
8. With him.
With him will I speak mouth to mouth.
Oh, so he's going to speak mouth to mouth with who? Moses. So all the way you'll hear Yahweh's words, you got to hear it through who?
Moses.
Understand that? The only way you hear Yahweh's words, you got to hear it through Moses. Why so, Mother Z? Go to 7th chapter, Exodus, verse 1. Why so? Why so? Why so, Mother E? Mother Z? 7th verse 1. Why so? Exodus 7, 1. What?
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
I have made Moses a what?
Yahweh.
Oh, Moses is Yahweh to the children of Israel. And who gonna be the seer? Aaron's gonna be the seer. So Moses is going to be the Yahweh, the children of Israel, and Aaron's going to be the who?
The seer.
So that is that thing. So, but he's saying right now to Moses, I got something to say to you, Moses, and he'll speak to Moses. What kind of way in 32 verse 1, Moses, be of Israel?
32 verse 1.
Hear,
O heaven.
Hear, O heaven.
And I will speak.
Go
ahead.
And hear,
O earth.
Hear, O earth.
The words of my mouth.
So how is the earth going to hear the words of his mouth? To Moses, to his father. And what's going to happen, Moses, in 85 verse 11 of Psalm? What's going to happen? Take great notes, take. All right, so 85:11. Psalms 85:11. Psalms 85, verse 11. Psalm 85, verse 11. Psalm 85, verse 11.
True.
True.
Psalm 85, verse 11.
Truth shall spring out of the ear. Truth shall spring out of the ear, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Oh, so Yahweh gonna make this thing happen. Truth gonna come out there. Gonna come all the way up. I mean, it's up, you know, come all the way down to a specific people. So now we got a little understanding out there. You know, we ain't on. Now, come on back, mother. See, you trying to paint a picture that what we read, what we get ready to read. You're trying to paint a picture through the precept. So now this word going to get down to the children of Israel through who? Through Moses, and Moses going to give it to who? Aaron. So now we clear how this thing's going. Now, get down to verse number 3.
Verse 3. We shall write of public the name of Yahweh. Ascribe you greatness.
Ascribe you what?
Greatness.
Unto our Yahweh. Verse 4. Who is he?
He is the rock.
Oh, he's a who? Oh, so this guy is the one that y'all heard him out, the one that's the rock. So we'll get in there another time. Yeah. What kind of way his work is? And what is the biblical definition of purpose that we can read? Purpose. Not good, Captain, not good. What can we read based upon purpose that we can read? What can we read out of the book through our notes? How about going to 19th chapter of Captain Irving and look at verse 7? We're going to Psalm 19, verse 7, and find out what the word means by being perfect. We're going to 19, verse 7, take great notes, okay, on the topic of being perfect. Psalm 19, verse 7 says what? Come on, Cap. Hit the mouth, Cap. I mean, hit the mouth.
19, verse 7.
Yep.
Oh,
read, call your verse out and read what you see.
Chapter 19, verse 7.
Listen good.
The law of God by the Son is perfect.
Good.
Conversion. And lock the fold.
So the bottom line is the Torah instructions. The law is changed in the first five books, that's perfect. So that's what Moses gonna publish. The first five books that he writes. Now he's the rock. Come on, see Israel, let's get on down to it. I forgot what I was really going on here for now. Get down to verse number 7. 13 verse 7 through the run.
Deuteronomy
chapter
13, verse 7.
Remember
the days of old.
Remember the days of old.
The years of many.
Now listen real carefully what he got to say.
Consider the years of many generations.
Listen.
Ask your father.
You're supposed to be able to ask your father.
And he will show you.
And he will show you.
Your elders. And they will tell you.
And they will tell you. So that's how it's supposed to be. The elders will get to the fathers get to the mothers, and the mothers get to the children. That is the protocol of Yahweh. So we got to get on the note. The only way to help the generation that's coming behind us, we must be on the Bible note. According to the protocol of Yahweh. So quick as Moses got it, he got to Aaron. And quick as Aaron got it, he got it to who? The elders. Quick as the elders got it, who they get it to? Your father. quick as the fathers got to what they get to. And when the mothers got their hand on what they do. That's the protocol. That's the protocol. That's the protocol of the Bible. You got to make sure that's understood, grandchild. That's how it works. Then Yahweh in the faith. Skip down to verse 8.
But the Most High divided to the nations there in heaven.
Yeah.
And he separated the sons of Adam.
So Yahuwah is the one that separates the sons of Adam. So all these 18 nations, they do not supposed to be together. They supposed to be separate. Yahuwah separates them. And that's why we're in trouble today. Now watch this now. Listen.
He set the bounds.
But he set the bounds. He set the order. He set the order.
Of
the people.
According to the numbers of the children of Israel.
See that? So everything works through the children of Israel. But they don't know that they are Israel because they doing a business. Paul, verse 3, that brother Yahweh Israel. What are the children of Israel doing in the business of Paul, verse 3? What is they doing, brother Yahweh Israel, in the business of Paul, verse 3? Brother Yahweh Israel. Well, we'll pass on that. So, come on in verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Oh, Yahweh's portion is the people.
Israel is the lot
of his inheritance. So Yahweh is very, he's making it plain to Moses, Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Watch this now. Now hear the word we've been looking for.
What? He found him in a desert land.
And in the waste town,
in the wilderness.
And he found him in the wilderness, a howling wilderness.
He led him about.
Listen.
He instructed him.
Oh, so the children of Israel is the one that been what? Y'all have been instructed. And?
He sent him as the apple of his eye.
So you are been instructed because you have a special place for him. You are the what? You are the apple of his eye. So we read about this word called instructed. Who have been instructed that we can read? The children of Israel. So we have been instructed. So now if we go over here and read one verse, Sister Jane, if we go and read one verse in Romans, let's see if you be able to put it in there with the information you just got through here. Would you be able to go to this verse and tie in, knowing you got the big stick already laying back in Deuteronomy 32? So if you was in a Bible study class besides this, and you read Romans chapter 2, how would you read verse 18? Let us see you read verse 18 and up there, and oh, why do some high horse teaching.
Well, I'm reading Romans chapter
2. Yeah. Well, now, what you just got through,
18.
What you just got through, write down in here. Now, you are in a Bible study class, and you get ready to read 2:18. Let us see you read that for all eyes to be on you.
Romans chapter 2, verse 18.
Okay, good.
And knows his will.
And knows his will.
And approves the things that are more excellent.
So somebody knows his will and they approve of things more excellent.
Being instructed out of first Bible.
The law, first Bible. So now, but women, but who? Is this he talking about being instructed out of first five books? But see, you're guessing. We just got you hammering home way over here in Deuteronomy. See, We just got through reading in Deuteronomy 32, verse number 10. Read that note, D of Israel. Read verse 9 and 10. So when we go over here on the right side of the book, we're going to be able to flat out take over any Bible study class we're in if we remember what's written in 32, verse 9 and 10. Read it, Mother Gail.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 9 and 10.
Listen
good. Verse 9.
So Israel is the lot of what? Israel. Watch this.
He found him.
He found who? Who did he find?
He found him, Israel.
Okay, right.
In a desert
land. Right.
And in the waste howling wilderness. He led,
he led who?
Israel.
He led Israel.
About.
Right?
He instructed him, Israel.
He instructed Israel. So who been instructed?
Israel. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Who he kept as the apple of his eye?
Israel.
So now, so we go over here to Romans chapter 2, verse 18. Why can't we read that verse the way we read over there? Sister K, the same way we just already read, why can't we put this in 218 to get everybody stirred up in the Bible study class if you was not in here? How are you going to stir it up in 218? Now, stir it up in 218 a room. So you might as well put players to the Bible study class, even if you're teaching your children. Stir it up for them to say, I don't read none of that, Mom. But then you got the big stick way back over here in 32, verse 9 and 10. Right?
All right, so I think I may have it.
Okay, come on. 218. We'll bring it up.
218. And knoweth Israel will and approve things that are more excellent, being instructed by the law.
Who been instructed? Now come on back and read 18 again.
And know it. Israel.
No. Don't leave the word out. Read the word.
Now
who will?
Knowing Yahweh will.
Knowing Yahweh will.
And approve the things that are more excellent.
Yes.
Being Israel.
No, being instructed. Who was instructed?
Israel being instructed out of the law.
Out of the Torah. But you mean Israel is in the book of Romans? I thought Romans, according to Christianity, Romans means this is a white man and a white woman. See, we've been reading all our life in the book of Romans that the book of Romans is for the white man and the white woman. And we just found out now that the book of Romans is not for the white man and the white woman. That's Christianity. The book of Romans is talking about the children of Israel. Now, to precept that, you go to the 10th chapter and read the way you say it, Mr. K. Israel. You go to the 10th chapter. Yeah, Romans 10, and you read the way you say it, and then we be able to soundly take up and read 10:1. Read the way you say it.
Brother, my man desires and prayer to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved.
So what do you call him? First word?
Brother.
So he's talking to who?
Israel.
The brothers of Israel. He's talking to the brothers of Israel. So Paul and Tim Wan talking to the brothers of Israel, not the other nations. So you read the book of Romans, he's not talking to other nations. He's talking to the brothers of Israel. Brother Mackay, go to the 9th chapter, 10, verse 1 through 5. Romans chapter 9, 1 through 5. Get another witness. So when you start reading the book of Romans, understand that the book of Romans is not talking to the other nations. Especially Esau, he's talking to the brothers of Israel. Maybe they explain. In the 9th chapter, 1 through 5.
Romans, chapter 9, verses 1 through 5.
Listen good.
Verse 1.
I say the truth in Yahweh, son.
Yeah.
I lie not.
Yeah.
My conscience also bear me witness and the right spirit.
Yes.
Verse 2. That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my mind.
Yes.
Verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahweh, son.
Yeah.
For my brother.
For who?
For my brother.
For my brother. What kind of way? 3.
My kinsmen.
Oh, my kinsmen.
According to the flesh.
Oh, Paul talking about the flesh. His brothers is the flesh. That was Paul. Now, Paul is saying who his brothers is in verse 4.
Verse 4.
Listen good.
Who are Israelites.
Oh, Paul's brothers is who?
Who are Israelites.
Paul's brothers is Israelites.
To whom pertaining to adoption.
They got the adoption. Adoption means they got the name changed from Jacob to Israel. So they got the adoption.
And the greatness.
And they got Yahweh's greatness.
And the covenant.
And they got Yahweh's covenant.
And the giving of the Torah.
And Jacob will do all the talking.
And the service of Yahweh.
And they got the service of Yahweh. See, you see how important you are when you know who you are. You got the direct link to Yahweh and the promise. Verse 5, listen good.
Verse 5. Whose are the fathers?
Who are the fathers?
And of whom as concerning the flesh.
And now even concerning the flesh, what happened?
Yahweh the son came.
So Yahweh came in the flesh of who that we can read. Who did Yahweh come in the flesh? What tribe, what body when Yahweh looked down on the 18 nations? What can we read? Yahweh, look at the 18 nations as picking a flesh to come down that we can read. Thank you, Mother Z. Thank you, Real. Chapter 30, go to Micah chapter 5. Let's find out exactly in Micah chapter 5 exactly what flesh that he came down to. According to Micah chapter 5, verse 1, stand up with Brother Micaiah and Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Micah chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3. Stand up with Matthew 2, verse 1. Listen good.
Yeah, having yourself in the truth.
Yeah.
Old daughter of truth.
Old daughter of truth.
He has laid siege against her.
He has laid siege against her.
He shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod of iron.
And they're going to hit the judge in the mouth. So it's already prophesied the judge will be hit in the mouth. So it's prophesied by Micah. Yes. That the judge of Israel will be hit in the mouth. Now, go ahead.
Now,
O Bethlehem Ephratah.
Bethlehem Ephratah.
Right.
Though thou be little among thousands of Judah.
Oh, although you be little out of thousands of Judah,
yet out of thee,
out of thee mean you. Oh, so it's prophesied when the son do come down the body. What body will he take off? Judah's body. The one you call African American and Negro. That's the body he gonna take on when he come down.
Coons.
So that's the body he gonna take on the tribe of Judah. So when he asks you, What did he come down? Now, what else he going to do in verse 3?
Micah chapter 5, verse 3.
Listen good.
Therefore, will he give them up.
So he going to come and give them up.
Until the time that she with prevail has brought forth.
Yeah. So he going to give them up. Get what happened next?
In the remnant of his brethren. Shall return unto the
spirit of Israel. Oh, so some teaching got to be done. He's going to come down and teach. and he's going back and sitting on the right hand of the Father. So some great teaching got to be done, and he's going to return again. He's going to return back to the same tribe. And that tribe is in 12 verse 7 of Zechariah. And what are you going to do first? Zechariah 12 verse 5. Brother Captain Urban Israel. See, Roy, what's going to happen that we can read? In 12 verse 5. What's going to happen that we can read? Zechariah, Simon Matthew, Malachi, Haggai,
Zechariah.
12 verse 5. What's the first thing he going to do? He told us here, the first thing he going to do is 12 verse 5.
Zechariah, chapter 12 verse 5.
Listen good.
And the governor of Judah shall say in their mind, the inhabitants of
Matthew 3:11. Let's read a bit, and let's see if we make the grain start
working in the last 12 minutes. We're going to Matthew 3, verse 11. Let's see if we make the brain burn a little bit. Matthew 3, 11 says what? Yeah, what did it say in 3, 11?
Matthew chapter 3, verse 11.
I indeed baptize
you with water.
You said, I indeed baptize you with water. Yes. So John said, I'm the one baptize you with water to what? To repentance, right? But go ahead and read. But the one that's coming after him,
he's mightier than I am. I am not worthy to
see
him.
Uh-huh.
He shall baptize you with the
righteous spirit. Oh, so the one when Yahweh's son came, what was finished? What was finished when he came?
The water baptism.
The water baptism. So when you see all that water baptism, that was finished when Yahweh's son came. So those, my way, you know, I need to be wait a minute now. The water baptism was finished according to John's mouth. He said, that's the way I was to do it. But when he come, what he going to do? Ain't nobody here. Ain't nobody here in this good old revelation for y'all. So when Yahweh comes, he going to baptize you what?
Right.
So he's going to baptize with the right spirit at what?
With fire.
And with fire. So Yahweh going to baptize you with the right spirit and with fire. So Yahweh's son is not coming to dip you in the water. Is that what we read? There ain't nobody here in that revelation. So otherwise, the water baptism stops. You can do it through repetition. But that ain't what's going to get you in the kingdom. You can stay in the water all you want. The preacher can keep you in the water all you want to keep you in the water. But that ain't going to get you into the kingdom. We really going to get you in the kingdom. Read again, Mother Z. Read again, we're going to get you in the kingdom. Now, this is good now.
Matthew chapter
2,
verse 12.
Now, John said, I indeed, that's what I was sent to do, baptize you with water. So why I had the ministry of baptizing with water. Go ahead. So I was to baptize you with water. Unto what?
Repentance.
But he that comes after me. Well, we got to find out who is this he that comes after me. See, you know, Bible study class is always to add on what you know. That's why it's so important to be in that number. So who is the he that coming after John that we can read? See, you got to be able to have someone with you to always go over this thing so you can be in the path for this big thing that's going to happen. We're going to preach just after St. John chapter 1 of Sister Cave, and we're going to find out who is the he that's coming after me. We're going to preach up our Bible and see in 1:29-31. We're going to find out how you let your Bible tell the story, paint the picture. Let the Bible paint the picture. Practice your precepting, then Yahweh will give you the increase. 1:29-31, listen good.
John chapter 1.
The next day John sees who?
What?
Coming up to him. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh takes
away
the sin of
the world."
Oh, so he said, "Behold, y'all, look, here comes the Lamb of Yahweh the Father. To take away the what?
The world.
The sins of the world." But we just got to preach.
Yeah,
but I know it, but that's why you got to know how to preach up your Bible. Stop running the mouth so fast, but you can get the precept on how to deal with it. This guy's going to come up. This guy, they going to use it, but you got to have the answer to be able to go into in the Bible what that means. Not speak it out. You got to be an exalted man, write it down and study it, because you're going to be on the clock on these same verses. But you got to go in the Bible and set them down, not the talk game. So read again, verse 29.
The next day, John sees Yahweh the Son coming unto him.
Yes.
Behold the Lamb of Yahweh.
The Lamb of Yahweh the Father.
The Lamb of Yahweh the Father.
Okay.
Which taketh away the sins of the world.
And he's going to take away the sins of the world, right? Go ahead and read.
This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me.
Oh, you remember we read all that in the 11th chapter? He's talking about somebody coming to be preferred before me. Right?
Before me, for he was before me.
Oh, he was for John's name. He was before me. But according to the flood, John is 6 months older than him. But according to the Spirit, Yahweh the Son been around forever, come out of Mike. You see that? Watch him break it down in 31. Listen.
John chapter 1, verse 31.
Listen.
And I knew him not.
And I knew him not.
But then he should be made manifest.
To who? Oh, so he won't be manifest to the world, huh? It will be manifest to who?
Israel.
Go ahead.
Therefore am I come baptized in the water.
So that's why I'm coming baptized in the water. But when he come, he's going to baptize you with what? What are you going to baptize with, Mother Eve? What are you going to baptize you with? So now let's go back and understand the water baptism was for who? For who? For John the Baptist. That's what he did. But he's telling you, somebody's coming that's greater than me, and he will refer before me, but when he comes, he's going to baptize you. What kind of way? That you can read.
With the right.
With the what?
Right.
With the
spirit and
with the fire. And with the fire. So he's going to baptize you with the righteous spirit and with fire. Is that what we're reading? So the Torah, the water thing will go over when John turned over to Yahweh the Son. That's why Yahweh the Son, John will say, I must decrease while he increase. Because he going to bring in a little bit more different than what I'm doing. He going to baptize you with what?
With the right spirit.
Now, what is this righteous spirit that he's going to baptize with that we can read? See, what is this righteous spirit he's going to baptize with that we can read the last 5 minutes? So you see, that's why it's so important to come in class, be prepared, because you're always going to hear something to add on to where you're at. So what is this righteous spirit he's going to baptize you with that we can read? Come on, Mother E, let's go to Proverbs 1:23. Back up with Micaiah and St. John 6:63. See, you got to be able to be ready to deal with Yahweh's word, a calling on his ministry. The six anointed camps are voices of the true Israelites. To be able to go in this Bible and take care of it. Goodbye. Marie, what it says and one, what I say, Father is what? What do you want 22 and 23 say? And 1:23. What did it say?
Proverbs chapter 1. I love you,
Yeah. How long would you sip on? You love your sister. Yeah, and they light in their father. Go ahead. Oh, who's what? They hate not. What is that, 23? Listen. Turn you at my reproof. I'm going to pull out my spirit. What? Oh, so he gonna baptize you with the righteous spirit, and that is let you know his what?
Word.
Word. He gonna let you know his word. So he gonna come and teach you something. He gonna come teach you something. He ain't all the water he gonna be drinking is 5:26 of Ephesians. Read that, Captain Irving. Ephesians 5, all the water he gonna be, all the water he gonna be working with Ephesians 5:26. What does it say, Captain Irving? Last 3 minutes now. You see, so y'all got up now.
Yeah.
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 Last 3 minutes. Ephesians 5:26. Every mouth of the case, everybody sees the 5:26. Yeah, a little bit more audio now. A little audio.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
What is that?
He might sanctify and cleanse this with the washing of water by the word.
So he is sort of washing the water is by the what?
Word.
The word. Now go to 15 verse 3 and get a second, get a precept on it. St. John 15 verse 3, Captain Irving. Get a precept on that. 15 verse 3.
John 15 verse
3. Listen, God. What do you read?
Now you are clean through the word.
You, so what cleans you up?
Word.
The word cleans you up. So Yahweh will sit around daily giving you what?
Word.
The word, that what cleans you up. So that's the baptism he'll give you what?
Word.
The word. Wrap it up, Brother Micaiah. St. John 6:53.
Book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 3.
Listen good.
Verse 6:3.
Listen good.
It is the spirit that quickens.
Listen.
The flesh profit nothing.
The flesh profit what?
Nothing.
Go ahead and read.
The words that I speak unto you.
The words that I speak unto thee.
They are spirit.
They are spirit.
And they are life.
And how long they last, Brother Micaiah, in 40 verse 8 of Isaiah? How long they last? And Mother E having 1 Peter 1:25. How long? How long? Come on. Back to back.
Look at my
40 verse 8.
Got
the point. Verse 8.
Verse 8.
Listen good.
You read.
Write it down for the case.
Verse 8. The grass withering.
Yeah.
The flower fading.
Go ahead and read.
But the word of our Yahuwah.
What?
Shall stand forever.
So what's going to stand forever?
Word of Yahuwah.
Peter pulled that verse of 1:25. Mother E, what did he say? Listen, God.
The word of Yahweh.
The word lasts how long? Great. And on that note, over the brother Yahweh is ready to lead people for the close.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're going to close this now.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, you ready for you? Thank you. 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 Thank you
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. We make you strong, Father, to clean that. Let make the Father. He ain't going to clean that stuff.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 and 9 through 14.
Okay.
Remember now, Lord Yahweh, in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Verse 9 through 14. More, because the teacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yeah, he has good need. He gave good need and sought out and set the board of many proverbs. The teacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as gold, and as nails fastened by the masters of assembly, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished, making many books, there is no end. In much study is the weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh and keep his Torah and judgment. But it's the whole duty of man and woman. For Yahweh shall bring every work unto judgment for every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Yahweh, I just thank you in advance for being a part of your plan. In your son's name I pray.
Years long, for I grieve for this great
and dead. It is a people that do error in their mind. And they have not known my way. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they shall not enter into my way. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the temple of God. Thank you, Yahweh, for your word. Thank you, Yahweh.
Keep us protecting in this land, but we know the wicked. Let us continue to hold on and seek the